episode 1799, In Between Tomorrow.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. How is your weekend going so far? Can you believe it? Yes, I know. I mentioned this yesterday, but you got to keep up with the dates because your shopping days are coming to a close very quickly. I cannot believe it. We're down to what? 10 days of shopping, 11 days till Christmas. Oh my goodness. Well, today we're not worrying about that. It's all about the heart, relationship builders, building a strong foundation for your marriage in between tomorrow. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the stress of the holiday season can wreak havoc in a marriage. Don't let the sun go down on your anger in between tomorrow. Your relationship is worth more than any argument. Whether you're a Christian or not, many are very familiar with the Bible verse where it talks about, and I'm paraphrasing, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. That comes from Ephesians 4:26. Now, when we think of arguments, there's lots of different reasons why we get into arguments within a relationship, within our marriages. One big one is what? When finances are involved. The tension in the relationship is totally strained when money is the topic of conversation. And the holiday season can be a bit more trying as the financial hardships are increased due to giving gifts. Now, you don't have to involve money, right, in order to have an argument. You could just be mad at each other, or maybe you're just crabby because you woke up before the alarm did. It's ridiculous how we let something so trivial set us off. But this is real life. This in-between tomorrow is so vital to the health of your relationship. If you keep stuffing grumbles and grudges in your daily stockings, all you're going to get out is more frustration and more fiddlesticks. Okay, that's the nice way of putting it. When I was sitting here writing it, I'm like, okay, when I think of anger, oh, no. I know. I had it. I lived with it. And my family got the wrath of it. Why? Because everybody else, oh, I was this sweet, loving, kind person. And I honestly am. But when I was flustered, I would come home and I would be in the security of my four walls, right? My home. And that's where I just got a little too comfortable. And if I got mad, I yelled. If I didn't like something, you could say I threw a mommy temper tantrum. And some of it was just being verbally outspoken. It wasn't directed at anybody, however. It can be taken as destructive for the person on the receiving end. I never meant what I said to help harden someone's heart. That was never my point. It was usually just me spouting off because, well, I had been such a good girl with everybody else. I was the good friend. I was the good teacher. I was a good community servant. Whatever needed to be done, I took care of it with a smile, exclamation point, on my face always. But move into the security and the safety of your own home, those four walls, and things are a little bit different. If you keep stuffing those grumbles and grudges in your daily stockings, think about it, right? It's a holiday season. You have the stockings hanging on the fireplace. Those stockings, way back when, what was the traditions for stockings? What were the traditions for the shoes? It was putting what? Something special, something sweet, something that was not an everyday event. But the problem is if our grumbles and grudges are everyday, you're building up more than frustration. You're collecting more than just fiddlesticks. Oh yeah. You're collecting four-letter words and then some. What happens is by allowing anger to overtake our everyday, we are giving up the prospect of a better tomorrow. We are holding ourselves hostage, punishing not our spouses, but our own hearts. When you read the Bible verse, Ephesians 4:26, it doesn't say anything about anyone except you. Y-O-U. Listen to the whole verse. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. In between tomorrow, it's about you. A marriage takes two, but anger takes only one. As much as it's nice to blame your spouse for the marriage's shortcomings, I know it's easy to do. The anger situation is not about your spouse. The anger is about you. Basically, what God is saying, you can't be in between tomorrow and have anger. Anger begins to harden the heart. Have you ever seen a log out in the woods where over time it begins to rot away? Well, I can remember back growing up when we lived in a really, really small town, and I had this group of friends, and this was back in the days where pretend was in. And this is going to sound funny. I'm sure you're going to laugh and smile, but hey, maybe I'll make your day. We would go and pretend to be hobos, and we would have these few little things stashed aside. You know, we would collect stuff from a garage sale or something my mom would give us or my friends' moms would give us. And we would go and pretend to be hobos, and we would cook next to this creek underneath this bridge. And I can remember we would find like just treasures, right? Things that would show up and you'd look at them and you'd pretend they were whatever, maybe diamonds or rubies, and then you'd pretend something else. I mean, we were just kids having fun. But I can remember finding logs and sticks, and I would pick them up, and there'd be stuff on them. And if you rubbed it a little bit, it would kind of begin to crumble. Well, I would lay it back down because I didn't want to get extra dirty. There's other treasures to look for, and I didn't want to look at that stuff. But then come back a year or so later, pick up that same stick, that same log, and it begins to disintegrate in your hand. The decaying is a long process, but it eats at the very core of the log. When the rot has consumed the log, it disintegrates. That's exactly what happens when anger takes over your heart. It's easy for us to take that Bible verse. It's easy for us to paraphrase it if we're just an average person out there that doesn't necessarily believe always in what's in the Bible, or you use it to work for you, wherever you stand on that. But we throw it out as if, oh, well, you're not supposed to be angry, meaning pointing to somebody else, placing the blame, right? It's the pointing of the finger going, it's all about you, has nothing to do with me. And in reality, that's not what the Bible is saying. It's about you. So don't let the sun go down while you're in between tomorrow. Rise up and love in between tomorrow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Rise up. Even when the days are long and the joy is fading, rise up. Let your heart be glad regardless of your circumstances. You can choose to fly on the wings of doubt and fear. You can let your confidence rot away. You can embrace anger as your best friend. But where will that get you? Deeper into the darkness, drowning out all possible rays of hope, tarnishing smiles, gathering the dust of sadness, 1,000 miles of a road well traveled. Rise up. Let your excuses and circumstances be tamed by the light of God, His presence. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says this, "Rise up and shine, for your light has come. The shining greatness of the Lord has risen upon you." In between tomorrow is a pause for a better today. It's an opportunity to grow personally and spiritually. Don't let your anger stew in the night. Your marriage is worth all your might. Let the hopes for tomorrow bring forgiveness in the darkness. Your heart will understand what's to come when you are willing to take a stand. Anger is not for you in between tomorrow. Your marriage is worth you figuring out what's happening in between tomorrow. You are not to let the sun go down when your heart is filled with anger. So if you're thinking about your daily regimen, right? This is real life application here. And you're one who says, you know, I'm pretty good at my devotions. I'm pretty good having time with God, my prayer time. I get it in. Maybe I get it done in the morning, or sometimes I have to shift it around when I move into the afternoon. But then, man, by the end of the night, I am just hitting the hay, man. I just go to bed. I put my head on that pillow and I am done. Well, maybe you need to add something in. At the end of the day, maybe you've taken time to briefly run through your head what you're grateful for, but maybe you need to add a section in there of what you need to let rise up. Give God what you're angry about. This doesn't need to be a burden your spouse carries, and it definitely doesn't need to be a burden you carry. So rise up, give it to God. If you're one who loves to journal, then journal not only your times of gratitude and your blessings that day, but the areas of where you need to rise up. The in-between tomorrow. Where is that anger falling? Where has that sin got you? It's real easy for us to want to ask for forgiveness with the hopes of getting something in return. Have you ever said that prayer? Oh, I have. I'm guilty. Not just one or two times, but honestly, probably thousands of times. We all do it. We don't talk about it, but we do it. Instead of just asking God to take away our sins and to forgive us out of convenience for us, where it benefits us, ask Him every single night before the sun goes down. Talk to Him. Spend time with Him. Clear not just your day of gratitude, but clear your heart of the anger that can be rotting it and hardening it. There's no reason for us to carry anger. There isn't. But we do it. And then it leads to so much more, a much bigger conversation where we're keeping score. And what does that ultimately do? It hurts the ones we love, that safe space, those four walls within our security. That's who you hurt the most. It's called your family. And I know that's the last thing you want to do. And for someone who knows, who's lived that, it's hard. It's hard work. It takes diligent, daily, sometimes hourly effort to create the change in your life that you know that's where God wants you to go. You see, I'm amazed right now. A new year is around the corner. The year of 2020, that has such an amazing ring to it. We're just coming off of Friday the 13th, a full moon. That's craziness. How everything seems to align itself. Whatever you want to motivate you, I want to encourage you today that if you want to have a strong marriage beginning today into 2020 and the years to come, you have to be willing. You have to be willing to do the hard work. Stop pointing the finger. It doesn't get you very far. In between tomorrow, anger is not for you. Instead, rise up and shine. For your light has come. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend and Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.